So pagpapatuloy natin ang ating sermon series sa Book of Titus, nakita natin last week ang mga katangian ng mga kuwad na mangangaral at kung ano ang aksyon na dapat niyang gawin ng isang iglesia upang panatilihin ang kalusugan ng isang church. Isa sa mga napag-aralan nating marka ng kuwad na mangangaral ay ang pagkataliwas ng kanilang pamumuhay at ang kanilang mga tinuturo o doktrina. Okay? They're liars and hypocrites. In our passage today, Paul instructs Titus at yung mga ia-appoint na elders sa churches sa Crete, from various different or various categories sa church, that godly living is necessary and a natural result of believing sound doctrine. Now, ito po ay isang magandang paalaala para sa ating mga mananampalataya. That's why our point today is Christians. Godly living is necessary and a natural result of believing sound teaching. Godly living is necessary and a natural result of believing sound teaching. The passage has been broken down into three headings. Number one, exhortation to pastors, verse 1. Pangangaral sa mga pastor. Number 2, exhortation to older Christians. Pangangaral sa mga nakatatandang Kristiyano. And number 3, exhortation to younger Christians, verses 5 to 8. Pangangaral sa mga nakababatang Kristiyano. Una po sa lahat, exhortation to pastors. Tingnan po natin ang verse 1. But as for you, naranasan niyo na ba nung bata kayo na pinapila kayong magkakapatid ng nanay ninyo o ng tatay ninyo? At pagkatapos pangaralan ang kapatid mo sa lahat ng mga ginawa niyang pagkakamali, tinignan ka ng nanay at tatay mo at sinabi sa iyong, at ikaw! Naranasan niyo na ba yon? Parang ganito ang pagkakadiin ng ginagawa ni Pablo kay Tito. Pagkatapos ibigay ni Pablo ang pangangaral patungkol sa taliwas na pamumuhay ng mga false teachers, binalikan niya si Titus. At ito ang sinabi niya sa verse 1, but as for you. Dito, he is establishing a strong contrast against the false teachers. At yung kanyang teaching na dapat ituro niya ito sa church. At ano ba dapat ituro ni Titus sa churches sa Crete? Well, eto po yun sa verse 1. Teach what accords with sound doctrine. Sound doctrine, ano ba ibig sabihin po neto? Means healthy teaching or health-giving teachings. Parang gusto ko yung part na yun. Health-giving teachings. Mga katuruan na magdudulot ng mabuting kalusugan sa katawan ng isang iglesia o sa katawan ni Kristo. And what doctrine or teaching is health-giving sa mga members ng church? Well, simply ho yung sagot. It is the gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ. Si Paul sa 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 11, on a different account, after giving warning kay Timothy against sa mga false teacher then, mentioned that sound doctrine is in accordance to the gospel of the glory of the blessed God. Kailangan ipaalala, kailangan i-preach ng patuloy ang gospel sa lahat ng mga churches sa Crete. Paul instructs Titus and the appointed elders that it is their responsibility to teach the gospel and God's word faithfully sa mga churches sa Crete. We've been reminded dito sa Crossroads several times throughout sa series netong Titus na kailangan natin ng mga pastor, kailangan natin ng mga elder sa iglesia na ito na tapat sa pagtuturo ng gospel at ng salita ng Diyos. A teaching na walang dinadagdag, a teaching na walang binabawas, a teaching na walang pinipili. A pastor should develop among his congregation a taste for sound doctrine. Dapat ang mangangaral ay hindi namimili kung anong lamang ang gusto niyang ituro o kung ano ang paborito niyang verse, yun ang kanyang ituturo. Dapat tapat niyang pang ipinangangaral ang whole counsel of God's Word. Ngunit hindi lang dapat ang mga pastor ang nangangaral ng tapat at hindi namimili sa salita ng Diyos. Kung hindi, ganun din ang mga tagapakinig. Isa sa mga ayaw kong ulam nung bata ako ay pinakbet. Kung ikaw ay bata, alam mo kung ano ang pinakbet. Yan ay sari-saring iba't-ibang klaseng mga gulay na pinagsama ko sa isang lutuan. Karamihan ng mga kaibigan ko, wala ko ang nakakaalam na nagustuhan ang pinakbet. Noong time na yun, ngayon paborito ko na yung pinakbet. Lalo na kung ito yung niluluto ng aking may bahay. Naalala ko yung time na kung saan hinainan ako ng aking nanay ng isang mainit na pinakbet. At pilit akong pinapakain. Siyempre, ayoko niya, wala bang iba? Sa galit ng nanay, karoon pa ng takutan sa lamesa. Kapag hindi mo kakainin yan, alam niyo na isusunod na sabihin ko, ano? Isusunganga ko yan sa bibig mo. Yan po ang takutan ng kabataan ho natin, ano? Wala kaming choice. So, kinain ko ho. Pero, ang ginawa ko po ito, pag hindi nakatingin ng aking nanay, tinatabi ko, no? Tinatapong ko yung gulay. May isang lalagyanan ako na sinusutsut ko rin yung mismong mga okra, yung mga talong, ay nakunsaan ako, napapadual ka, nakunsaan. Yung bata ako nun. Pero kagaya ng sinabi ko, mahilig ako sa pinakbit niyo yan. Pinipili ko lang yung gusto kainan, kinakain ko lang yung kanin, yung sabaw, at saka yung karne. Ayun lang ang gusto ko. Ang hindi ko alam nung panahon na iyon, yung mga tinapong kong gulay ay mga pagkain na nagdudulot na pwede magbigay ng kabubuting kalusugan sa aking pangangatawan. Mga kaibigan, kapag tayo ba ay hinainan ng salita ng Diyos, pinipili din ba natin ang gusto nating pakinggan at sundan? Friends, we should not be selective listeners when the Word of God is proclaimed faithfully. There are teachings, I would admit, that are distasteful sa ating pandinig. But it is very helpful para sa pagdevelop ng ating spiritual growth. Hindi ba dapat tayo namimili na kung ano ating pakikinggan at kung anong gagawin? We should eat everything from God's Word, including the vegetables. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 to 17 says, all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. Titus must be true to the preaching and teaching of the gospel. That's ang salita ng Diyos. Pero hindi po ito isang pangangaral na ang layunin ay patalinuhin ang kaisipan ng mga tao sa salita ng Diyos. Hindi po ito yung primary purpose. Paul instructed Titus and the appointed elders to instruct the Cretan Christians with sound doctrine so that they would know how to live it out. So that they would know how to live out the gospel. So, Pastor, paano? Paano ipamumuhay ng church ang gospel? Makita po natin yan sa verse 2 to 8. So, verse 2 to 8, Paul encouraged Titus to exhort various groups within the church sa Crete upang ipamuhay po ito. At iisa-isayin natin ito ngayong hapon na ito. Pero bago po ko magpatuloy sa listahan na ito, gusto ko lang iklaro sa atin ngayong hapon na ito na ang mga instructions na ito ay may tatlong mga bagay na kailangan nyo malaman ninyo. Unang-una sa lahat, yung listahan na ito, hindi po self-help teachings na kailangan nating gawin upang maging masagana at masaya ang ating pamumuhay. Kung yun lang po ang ating dahilan kung bakit natin pag-aaralan ito, din ang tawag po dyan ay moralistic teachings. Yung iba naman, ginagamit po ito para makadagdag ng kapatawaran sa kanilang kasalanan at upang maligtas sila sa kanilang kasalanan, hindi rin po yun ang layunin. Ikalawa, pinatuturo ni Paul ito kay Titus sa mga Cretans na naging Christian na. Mga mananampalataya na po itong kausap nila. They have tasted and received God's forgiveness and grace in salvation through Jesus Christ. Titus is to instruct these Christians so that they would be careful to devote themselves in good works. They need to live lives that reflect the beauty of Christ. Kontra po sa napakamakamundong kultura ng Crete. Third, as we go through this, I want us to evaluate ourselves. Evaluate natin ang ating mga sarili kung tayo huba are walking in step in the gospel. Let's go through this. Let's go to number 2. Exhortation to older Christians, verses 2 to 4. Pangangaral sa mga nakatatandang Kristiyano. Verse 2, older men. Now, older here means nakatatandang edad. Ito ay naka-address sa mga Kristiyanong kalalakihan na nakatatanda na ang edad. Walang binigay na indikasyon kung ano ang bilang ng katandaan na ito. Bagamat si Paul na sa Philemon chapter 9 addressed himself as old man. So in-address ni Paul ang sarili niya sa Philemon na isang nakatatandang mama o lalaki. According who sa scholars, yung edad na sinabi ni Paul na yon na old man is around 60 years old pataas. Some would say late 50s, so hindi talaga natin alam. Ang nakakapagtaka po dito sa passage na ito, si Paul ay nagbigay ng instruction sa mga nakatatanda. Inuna po niya ito kaysa sa mga bata o sa mga nakababata. Nakadalasan, di ba, dapat kung magbibigay ka ng payo, magbibigay ka ng aral, dapat inuuna yung mga bata. Pero hindi po, inuna ang mga matatanda.
I remember when I was still part ng isang youth group sa Pilipinas, may isang youth pastor doon na ito ang madalas kong naririnig lagi niyang pinipreach, na sinasabi niya, ang kabataan ay ang kinabukasan ng iglesia, or the youth is the future of the church. Maaring tama po siya dito, sa isang banda, ngunit hindi po ang kabataan ang susi ng development and growth ng church. Hindi po itong grupo ng kabataan ang pinagkaloob ang kaalaman kung papaano mag-function ng isang iglesia, hindi yung sa grupo ng kabataan. Bukod sa mga pastor, sino sa tingin nyo ang madalas nilalapitan ng mga membro sa church? Sino ang madalas hinihingahan ng problema? Sino ang madalas na hinihingian ng payo o gabay? Sino ang madalas nilalapitan for wisdom? Na may malalim na pag-uunawa sa salita ng Diyos at sa kanyang ebanghelyo, sino? Hindi ba kadalasan ang pinupuntahan ay mga older men sa church? Maaring inuna ang older men ni Paul dahil sila ang unang tinatakbuhan, tinitingala, pinagkakatiwalaan, pinakikinggan, sinusunod ng mga miyembro. This is why it is crucial, listen, this is why it's crucial for older men to be instructive and to grow in these characteristics. Nababanggitin sa verse 2. Older men should be helpful sa loob ng iglesia. Verse 2, tingnan natin yung list na yan. He is to be sober-minded. Titus must teach these men to be tinatawag na level-headed or clear-headed. Hindi siya impulsive o basta-basta na lang gagawa ng mga desisyon o sarili niyang diskarte. He is wise in his decision-making at careful in making his judgment. Yun po ibig sabihin ng sober-minded. Another is, verse 2, to be dignified. To be dignified or worthy of respect. Ito ay isang mama who takes no delight in inappropriate humor o pagiging bulgar. Sila ay may father-like image dahil sa kanilang pagkilos at pananalita. Kaya younger men and younger women always go to them. They honor him, respect them because of their purity and integrity of life. Dignified. Next, to be self-controlled. Yung kanina, binanggit, pagpigil sa sarili, ano? That's a very good translation.
Hindi po siya careless or foolish sa kanyang mga words at saka behavior. At marunong siyang mag-control ng kanyang physical na passions. He quickly rejects worldly standards and resists worldly attractions. Godly older men. Next, verse 2 pa rin. He is to be sound in faith, in love, and in steadfastness. Steadfastness means patience. Mature godly men are to be sound or healthy in their confidence and trust sa Panginoon. A love that is grounded in Christ's love, and because of the hope that they have in Christ, sila po ay patient in difficult circumstances. Sila po ay patient with people na kung saan imposible makasama. He is patient with a lot of things in his life. His hope kasi is fixed on Christ alone. Here's the truth. I've learned this from my father. Older men are quick to be discouraged. Older men are quick to be discouraged. Bakit po? It's because hindi na kasi kagaya ng dati. They became limited in a lot of areas. Physical limitations. Limited din ang opportunities. Dubai is a country for the young and energetic. Pansin niyo ba yon? There are limited to no job opportunities when you reach 50 years old pataas. You have to go home. If these men are not discipled and encouraged by God's word, they will end up in one of two extremes or both. They might end up one being foolish sentimentality. Foolish sentimentality. Ano ibig sabihin doon? Ito po yung mga mama na kung saan masyadong sensitive at sentimental. Ito yung mga mamadalis, madalas, binabalik ang nakaraan, mapagsakwentuhan, laging nakaraan yung pinag-uusapan. Nung panahon ko, nung time na kung malakas pa ako, ito ang ginawa ko. Sinishare lagi lahat mga achievements, lahat. He is stuck in the past. Kapag may narinig siya na kanta, nung panahon ng kabataan niya, bigla na lang, ito yung mga tipong mamang yun. Now, are these wrong? Absolutely not. Pero if they're not cared well, you're not discipled well sa salita ng Diyos, they're stuck sa past. And nothing that is happening in the future is worth it. Ito yung mga mama ko, hindi, panahon ko mas magaling. Ay, hindi, mas magaling yung dating pastor. Ay, hindi, ito yung mga dati ako nga gumagal. Lahat nandun na. Yun ang tinatawag na sentimentality. They're stuck in the past. Or, they might lead towards number two. Negative censoriousness. That's a huge word. Ay, ibig sabihin ng censoriousness, which means laging critical. Mga mama na kung saan laging grumpy, mainiti ng ulo, hindi masaya, laging may komento. Psst, yun na naman ang kakantahin. Psst, yun na naman ang pin-preach. Pero natutulog naman sa sermon. Ito yung mga mama na laging grumpy. The antidote sa dalawang mamang ito is first of all, God's grace. Kailangan niya yung grasya ng Panginoon. But second, it is the pastor's responsibility to nurture and care for them sa salita ng Diyos. For them to be useful for sa body ni Christ. Men, are you pursuing younger men to pour into? Abay, sila lumapit. Kung sila may pangangailangan, ay hindi ho ganyan ang Kristiyano mag-isip. Approach a young man. You don't have to be 60 to look for younger men your sa age mo ngayon. I know of a man dito sa UAE, nung siya'y pumalo na sa edad ng 50, nagtanim po ng church. At yung church na po yan ay nandito sa Dubai. Teka, hindi ako yun, ha? Pastor, ikaw ba yung 50 na yun? Hindi ako yun. Okay? Wala pa tayo ron.
At the age of 50, he planted a healthy church that is now impacting many lives. Let's not be the men na kung saan itong dalawa na nilarawan natin kanina. Paul not only gives instructions to older men, but also to older women. Bakit po? Kasi they too have a significant role sa development ng church. Makita po natin yan sa verse 3 to 4. Older women, likewise. Pag sinabing likewise or in the same way, na kung saan connected po siya sa verse 2. Older women, likewise, are to be reverent in behavior. Reverence here, it's interesting, yung salitang reverence, it's a literal translation sa Greek word, temple fitting. Temple fitting. You know yung, alam yung temple, yung temple of the Lord? Temple fitting. Or, ang behavior niya ay appropriate para maglingkod sa temple of the Lord. Yun po ang ibig sabihin po nun. Reverence. Or in short, her life and behavior are marked by holiness, reflecting the character of the Lord Jesus Christ, who she loves and lives for. Reverent. Pangalawa, sa verse 3, kanina positive, ito naman medyo nasa negative, ano? Not slanderers or slaves to much wine. Ano? Sa ba't nandyan yan? Lasing kang babae? Now, we must understand that Paul is addressing issues sa mga members ng Cretan churches sa time nila. There were older women sa time nila na kung saan lasenggo na part ng church nila. At madaldal. Yung po ang issue. Now, possible po na mangyari din to sa panahon natin sa iglesia or sa church. Lalo na kung ang mga anak niya ay malalaki na o hindi na alagain, mas marami na siyang oras sa kanyang sarili. Instead of filling themselves with God's Word and the Holy Spirit, they fill themselves with wine or something else that has taken control ng kanilang buhay. Yan ang problem po. Yung word na slanderers, it's interesting siya sa Greek because ang actual translation ng slanderers, are you ready for this? Diabolos. Where we got the English word devil. Or sa wikang Tagalog, diablo. Teka muna, anong klaseng kautosan ito para sa mga kabata, mga older women sa church? A godly older woman, ay hindi maladiablo ang kanyang pananalita. Hindi siya pinagmumula ng chismis dapat. O siya yung tipong tao na sinisiwalat ang ikasisira ng mga ibang tao. Lalong-lalo na ngayon, ano, dati nung ako nung nandoon sa Pilipinas, usually mga nagtitingting sa umaga, yon eh. Tapos magtitingting sa ngayon, doon na nagsisimula eh. Pero dito, hindi na ako kailangan magtingtingan para magkaroon ng chismis. Buksan mo lang yung phone. Buksan niyo lang yung social media ninyo. Magkakamustahan, titignan niyo yung mga updates niya sa social media. And from there, magko-comment. Pero hindi comment sa wako-comment sa ibang ta. Nakita niyo na ba? Hindi ba ka-Kristiyano? Alam ko naman yung nakaraan niyan. Hindi ho dapat ganon. If addicted siya sa alcohol, mas lalo niyang hindi makokontrol ang kanyang pananalita. Nakita niyo kung gano'ng ka-practical ang Biblia rito? Because when you're filled with wine, you're totally out of it. You are unleashed. Walang limitation. Sasabihin niya ang gusto niyang sabihin. Maaring hindi siya addicted sa alak, pero may mga addictive patterns na nakikita sa kanyang buhay. In short, older women should not be out of control. A godly older woman is careful sa kanyang language. When she speaks the truth, and she speaks it with love. May pagmamahal. Now, the reason kung bakit nila kailangan maging reverent at hindi slanderous ay dahil napaka-importante ng role ng elder godly women sa church. At ano yung kanilang role, Pastor? Verse 3. They are to teach what is good. Yan ang kanilang kailangan gawin.
Now, this is not formal teaching sa isang class sa church, no? Hindi kung saan na magtuturo yung babae, tuturuan yung ibang mga kababaihan. Although I'm not saying na walang lugar yan sa church, there is a place and time for that. Bagamat, yung word na teach dito sa Greek is kalodidas kalos. Now, bakit ko sinabi yun? It's because, ito medyo nakakamangha dito, ah. Dito lang ho ginamit yan sa Bible, yung word na teach na yan. This means, are you ready? This is lifestyle teaching. Or teaching by example in the home and in community. Yun po ang ibig sabihin ng teaching na ito. This takes place in the normal everyday events of life. Or life events. Maaaring mangyayari ito sa casual one-on-one. Or an arranged small group conversation. Older women are to learn from one another sa mga younger women. You see, older women in the church has a very important role. They are to teach, train, and model what godly women is sa mga nakababata. At pansinin nyo ba, napapansin nyo ba na ang responsibility na ito, I want you to take a look sa passage na ito, no? Yung responsibility ng pagturo sa younger women sa ganitong kapamamaraanan ay hindi pinagkatiwala kay Titus. Hindi pinagkatiwala sa mga elders. Hindi pinagkatiwala sa older men. Bakit? On a different account, sinabi ni Paul kay Timothy sa 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 2 na to treat older women as mothers, younger women as sisters in all purity. Now, ano ibig sabihin po nito? There is wisdom na ginawa ni Paul dito. There is wisdom to this in terms of moral purity. Ito po ay para maprotektahan ng affections ng young wives or mothers. Na baka dahil sa kung binigay ito kay Titus o kay pastor, baka lahat ng counseling na one-on-one, baka mahulog ang loob kay pastor. Baka mahulog ang loob sa older men. This type of teaching must take place lamang sa area ng older women to younger women. Nakita niyo ba ang kahalagahan ng katandaang Kristiyanong babae sa church? This is wisdom. At ano naman pastor ang fundamental lifestyle teaching na kailangan ituro ng older woman sa younger woman? Makikita po natin sa verse 4. Ano yung ituturo? Train the young women to love their husbands and children. That's clear. They are to teach and walk alongside younger women when facing issues sa marriage, sa pamilya, at sa pagpapalaki ng mga bata. They need older women for this. They need godly older women who will encourage them to love their husband even though na parang hindi siya kamahal-mahal. Sa wedding, di ba, yung time na nagsumasagot kayo sa wedding vows, I will or I do, excited, honeymoon stages ng kasal, and habang tumatagal po yung relasyon, parang hindi ito yung mamang pinakasalan ko, ah. Hindi ata ito yung dahan-dahan mo na nakikilala ko sino itong mamang ito. Na kung saan itong mamang ito na pinakasalan niya ay papasok sa trabaho ng maaga, uuwi ng late sa gabi, pag-uwi nakababad pa sa kanyang cellphone o nagko-computer game, ni hindi man tumulong sa paghuhugas ng pinggan o mag-alaga man ng bata o turuan man ng assignment yung kanilang anak. Tapos pagdating pa ng gabi, tutulugan ka pa. Hihilikan ka pa sa mukha mo. They need godly older woman who has gone through the difficulties of marriage and thriving. Women who will encourage them to love and submit to their husbands. Ang hindi nila kailangan gawin or ituro, ang hindi nila kailangan ay bitter old women na kung saan gagatungan pa yung mga pahihinakit mo. That's what you don't need. Going to bitter old women na kung saan kapag nag-share ka ng problem sa usawa mo, gagatungan ka pa. Ganun ba? Yung nga ba sinasabi ko eh. Sa unang tingin ko palang, ganyan na yan eh.
And all of a sudden, makakarinig ka ng katakot-takot na, alam mo, hiwalayan mo na yan. Hiwalayan ako, lolo, nako. Stay away, young women, sa mga ganong klaseng babae. Stay away. Stay away. Yan yung mga makadyablong pananalita na binabanggit natin kanina. They need godly women after niyang manganak. Now, tapos nung nakita niya ang kanyang baby, biglang napansin niya na hindi niya gusto yung kanyang baby. This is a rarity, pero ang tawag po dyan is postpartum depression. Ano po yung postpartum depression? It is a combination of hormonal changes sa isang babae and psychological adjustment to motherhood. Plus, minsan nagkakafatig pa, kaya nararamdaman niya na parang ayaw niya yung bata. During these times, kailangan niya ng balikat ng isang matandang babae na naiintindihan niya na pwede niyang iyakan. Did you see yung importance ng ating older godly women? They need older godly women na kapag na-discovery nila na ang kanilang teenager na anak ay may ginagawang kung ano-ano mang kababalaghan at nagre-rebelde. And they are drained and tired and they don't know what to do. They need older women who has been through all these and still raise their children to be godly. You need someone na hindi theoretical, who have actually walked and are walking sa situation na ito. Younger women also need the wisdom of a mature old woman kapag magsisimula na sila ma-involve sa isang relationship. They need also the wisdom of older women, godly women, if they are about to move out of a relationship or entering marriage. Or counsel galing sa mga godly women na nakatatanda if they are pursuing a life of blessed singleness. They need a mother-like image sa life nila. Or to be a godly mother to them that they never had. Women, are you sharing life together with younger women? Evaluate, sino yung madalas mong kasama at gusto makasama? Are these people like you? Are these people na kung saan pareho niyang edad, pareho kayo ng sports? I challenge you, pursue relationship with younger women. They have a lot to learn from you. Ang older women, kagaya ng binanggit ko sa older men, hindi kailangan maging 60 to serve and model godliness to younger women in the faith. Which we go to our last point. Exhortation to younger Christians. Verses 4 to 8. Pangaral sa mga nakababatang Kristiyano. Paul now lists 7 priorities of a young wife and a mother. Okay? So, I'll go to the list real fast for time's sake. Unang-una sa verse 4. Younger women must love their husbands. I love this verse. No? Love their husband. Interestingly, sa buong Bible, dito lang sa passage na ito, again, ini-encourage na mahalin ng babae ang lalaki, ang kanyang asawang lalaki. Sa husbands, medyo detailed po yan sa Ephesians, ano kung paano i-manifest yung pagmamahal na ito. Pero dito lang lumabas sa Titus na akuman na kailangan mahalin mo ang iyong asawang lalaki. Pero di ba dapat natural na yon? Well, yes, but there are times na hindi ka mahal-mahal si husband. You need someone who will be there to help you. Nung ikaw ay bagong kasal, talaga naman puspos sa pagmamahalan. Tapos nung nagkaroon ng mga anak, it was a joyful transition. Nagkaroon kayo ng isa, dalawa, tatlo, lima. You know, having kids permanently changes marriage. Yung oras na ng pag-uusap ninyo may interrupt lagi. You try to have a meaningful time sa inyong asawa pero pagod na pagod ka na sa pag-aalaga. Gusto nyo mag-date night. Ang problema, nanghihinayang kayo gumastos. Dahil nga, baka pwede nang dalin yan sa gatas at diaper. And if not careful, mga sisters in Christ, hindi natin mapapansin na napapabayaan na natin ang kalusugan ng ating marriage. Kasi lahat ng atensyon napupunta sa mga anak. Your marriage is important Kasi po, it is a picture of Christ's relationship to the church. Kung papaano nagmamahalan ang mag-asawa ay magsisilbing halimbawa ito sa inyong mga anak kapag sila ay nagkaroon na ng mga asawa. Wives, the way you are loving your husbands are being observed by your daughters or daughter. And how you treat your husband can influence how she will treat her future husband.
I remember when I was young, may mga certain qualities sa akin tatay na sinasabi ko, hindi ako magiging pareho niya paglaki ko. I heard saying that. Ayoko magiging pareho ni daddy, ganyan paglaki, or ni mami. And all of a sudden, nagkaroon ka ng asawa, matanda ka na, you are so shocked to know na yung mga kinaiinisan mo sa tatay mo ay nasa iyo, sa nanay mo. I'll tell you why. Depending sa tagal ng pagstay mo na nakatira kasamang magulang mo, if it's 25 years, that's 25 to 30 years of discipleship under your parents. You see what they do. You hear what they say. And you're shaped by that. If not for the grace of God na nagbabago ng puso. Verse 4, love their children. You would also say, of course I love my children. At tama po yan. You love them by caring, nurturing, providing for their needs. But a Christian mother would go beyond the natural innate affection sa kanyang mga anak. Ang pinakamahalagang paraan ng pagpapakita ng pagmamahal ng isang nanay sa kanyang anak is kapag tinuturo niya si Kristo sa kanyang buhay. That is the kind of love that dapat inaambisyon, ginagawa, pinapanalangin ng mga nanay. Na hindi lang yung earthly comfort and success ang ating panalangin, kung hindi ang kanyang eternal soul and life. Invest the gospel sa inyong mga daughters. Verse 5, self-control. She is not out of control, which is pareho po ng older woman. Sensible, exercising common sense and good judgment. Verse 5, pure. She is to be morally blameless o walang nakikitang immoralidad sa kanyang buhay. Faithful siya sa kanyang asawa at mayroon pag-iingat at sensitivity kung paano makipag-usap o kumilos sa ibang mga lalaki. May pag-iingat po siya sa kanyang pagdadala ng kanyang kasuotan. And I'd like to echo 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 9 nang sinabi ho rito that women should adorn themselves in respectable apparel or clothing with modesty. I'm not going to expound on that. Allow the Holy Spirit to speak into you and let your husbands minister to you in this area. Not drawing attention to yourself or being a source of distraction or causing weak men to fall into temptation. Verse 5, working at home. Working at home, older women should be teaching younger women to work at home. Or ang tawag po dyan, a homemaker. Or busy at home. Now, naunawaan ko, living in Dubai means may mga wives and mothers na nagtatrabaho, and that is totally fine. Pero ito po yung principle na gusto natin ikunin from this passage. She is busy taking care of the home in order to serve her family well. Yun po ang principle. She is to provide an atmosphere sa kanyang tahanan where the family enjoys being together sa kanilang bahay because of the loving care of the mother or ng wife. Verse 5, she is kind. She is to be gentle, considerate, gracious, and merciful. Verse 5 again, submissive to their own husbands. A Christian wife or a Christian mother or a Christian young woman, a Christian single young woman, she would be praying and thinking about these things. Na dapat lovingly submitting to the headship ng kanyang asawa. Just as the church submits to Christ, so wives should submit to their husbands. This loving and submitting relationship of husband and wife adorns the gospel of Jesus Christ. As long as hindi, here's the only, and this is the negative part dito sa instruction na ito. The only time, wives, that hindi kayo magpapasakop sa sasabihin ng iyong asawa, if he is forcing you to do immoral things, illegal things, unbiblical things, at mga bagay na makamundo at makasalanan. Why? Because husband is here, God is here. Address it with love. Address it with humility. Hindi yung mataas o dominating. O diba na, sabi sa Bible, pinipilit mo ako magsinungaling. And all of a sudden, dominating and using itong weakness against this man. No, kailangan it should be addressed with love. Bakit? Bakit kailangan niyang gawin ang lahat ng ito? Bakit napakadaming instruction sa young women? Bakit niya kailangan gawin ito? Ay, makikita ang reason sa verse 5. That the word of God may not be reviled, be condemned, so that an opponent may be put to shame, having nothing evil to say about us. Ang dahilan kung bakit young women are to live godly lives, so that no one would speak evil against the gospel and against God's people. If they see a young wife, a young mother, lovingly submitting, gentle, prayerful, kind, they would see something different sa kanyang paniniwala. They would see something different sa Christianity. Why? Because most of women sa Crete are immoral. Lasengo, slanderous. If the wife fails to submit, to be submissive to her husband, or to be unloving or impure, it would allow non-Christians to say that Christianity makes people worse rather than better. Young women na nandito ngayon, yung mga nararanasan ninyo ay hindi bago. Huwag niyong sarilihin. There's nothing new sa nangyayari sa inyo. As a mother, a young mother, as a young wife, you need the help of godly older women in your life to walk with you. Paul then addresses yung fourth group, which is ito yung last point natin, younger men. For young men to grow strong in the faith, they need older men as models and mentors. Tignan nyo sa verse 6, urge the younger men to be self-controlled. The word urge is in the present imperative. Na ibig sabihin po nito? It gives force to the command that it is to be done continually. He actively engages to battle ang kanyang pag-iisip o anong mga pumapasok sa kanyang isip. He must take control and discipline his thought life if he is to win the battles against sin and temptation. He is to be excellent in what is good and innocent of evil. Romans 16:19. Innocent of evil there means wala siyang kinalaman sa kasalanan. Verse 7, to be a model of good works. The word model or example literally means type o tipo. Young men ay dapat maging models. Hindi fashion, ha? Kasi hindi lahat ng lalaki pang fashion model, okay? He should be a model of godliness. Ano ba itsura ng isang mamang may takot sa Diyos? Ito po yun. Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12 gives detailed instructions to Timothy kung anong klase ng halimbawa na ito. At sinabi ko dyan, he should be a model in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. Verse 8, in your teaching, show integrity, dignity, and sound in speech that cannot be condemned so that an opponent may be put to shame, having nothing evil to say about us. Huwag natin bilisan yung pagbasa dyan, mga mama, no? Isa sa napansin ko sa passage na ito, na in-instruct ni Titus sa mga young men is this. All men, listen, all men are expected to teach God's word. Pansin niyo ba yun sa verse? In your teaching, so there is an assumption that you should be teaching God's word. He is expected to teach with faithfulness and boldness. Now it may not be on the pulpit in large crowds. Maring hindi sa classroom type of teaching.
It could be on the one-on-one instruction sa younger men. It could be through discipleship. It is through his family. Pero ang point ng sinasabi rito, you are expected to teach God's Word. Isn't that clear? At sa context ng Crete, this makes a lot of sense dahil ang Cretan churches, punong-puno ng men and women who are empty talkers and false teachers. They ridicule the gospel that Paul preaches and twist the scripture to prove their point. Titus is now to instruct men to show integrity in teaching the word. And to have integrity in teaching God's word, men should faithfully and ferociously study God's word. You hear that, men? We should be faithful and ferocious sa pag-aaral ng salita ng Diyos. Sa pagbubulay-bulay ng salita ng Diyos. Sa pag-a-apply ng salita ng Diyos. Men, how well do you know your Bible? If you're expecting your family to be a Bible family, to be a strong Christian family, then we should expect men who are strong sa Bible. Are you working hard to know more about God through His Word? O tayo ba yung tipong mama natatamad-tamad pagdating sa salita ng Diyos? Walang oras magtamad-tamaran sa salita ng Diyos, mga kaibigan. If we do not know God's Word, we got nothing to teach. Nothing. Nothing to defend with. And we have absolutely nothing to shut the mouths of false teachers. Nothing. If your child comes to you and asks you deep theological questions concerns sa life, can you answer him and point scripture? You must. The devil is working 24/7, friends. He knows which buttons to press sa atin. Have you ever examined yung screen time ninyo sa phone? Versus yung page time ninyo sa Bible? Some would say, Pastor, hindi ba mas maganda kung ipakita sa gawa ang iyong paniniwala sa Diyos kesa yung puro salita lang? In some ways, that's true. Dapat. Yun ang point ng ating sermon. But the problem with this, na kailangan ipakita kesa sabihin ang salita ng Diyos, the problem with this, kayang gawin din yan ng Mormons and model it well. Mormons can be very good models of living a clean life. Ganon din po ang INCs and ADDs. Even atheists can model good works too. That's the problem. Anong pinagkaiba natin, mga kapatid? Anong pinagkaiba ninyo doon? Ang pinagkaiba natin yung gospel. Yun ang pinagkaiba natin sa kanila. That's why a life of faithful moral integrity should be followed by a faithful gospel teaching ministry. Because people need to hear the reason why you are acting the way you are acting, they need a reason why you are saying those words the way you're saying it. We must communicate we are pursuing to live godly lives for us to point the glory back sa Panginoon. That's the difference. We live lives na kung saan maganda ang patotoo so we can give glory to God, so we can point them to Christ, so that our living will be so attractive to the world, they would ask questions. Ba't ba bait-bait mo? Wala tayong magawa. Ganun. Yung ba sagot? Hindi ganun ang sagot. Ang sagot doon, there is no one good, no, not one. Kung hindi sa grasya ng kabutihan ng Panginoon sa buhay ko. Napaka-submissive mo naman, wife. Well, kasi hindi to oras ng time to shine pag may nag-compliment. We point them to Christ. This is the best way to put false teachers to silence. This is the best way to shut their mouths. A gospel teaching that is backed up by gospel living. What we have learned today is application of sound doctrine to both men and women who are called to live godly lives in order to give glory to God.
But kung kukunin natin ito at gagawin nating listahan para mas mapabuti ang ating marriage life or Christian life, at yun lang ang dahilan kung bakit natin gagamitin ito, then I like to tell you up front, you will fail. You will fail because no man, no woman has ever fulfilled this perfectly. Wala. Because the first man, the first woman were rebellious. The first man and the first woman, Adam and Eve, they were created in the image of God to show the character and glory of Christ to the watching world. Pero anong ginawa nila? They chose for their own glory, their own character to shine sa watching world at hindi ang Panginoon. They have rebelled against God. And lahat ng lumabas kay Adam and Eve, babae at lalaki, were all rebellious. All men and women are slanderous. All men and women are out of control. All men and women are rebellious against God and His will. Friends, there is no hope for us kung gagawin lang natin itong listahan na ito as a check. Che-check lang natin ang ating mga lists. No. We need the ultimate man. The man who is God at the same time. A God who took form of a man. Who lived a perfect man. A life that is sinless, a life that is perfect, a life that is obedient, not rebellious. A man who is named Jesus Christ. He lived a life para sa atin. That makes him the ultimate sacrifice because he is blameless. And as a sacrifice, he was nailed at the cross. When he was nailed at the cross, there were no slanderous words na lumabas sa kanyang bibig against the government or against God. No. He kept silent. He paid our sins when he died on that cross. Because he gave his life willingly for us. He died, was buried. On the third day, God accepted his sacrifice. Binuhay siya muli. Resurrected, ascended, sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for God's people. Friends, if you are here today and you're seeing that your marriage is such a wreck, as a young man that you are just so drowning in your addictiveness to substance or whatever, pornography or vices, na nandito ka. As a young woman, you just are just growing this insecurity that you just can't stop talking about other people para matago ang iyong kahinaan. You need Christ. You need to put your significance and your security and your hope in Jesus Christ who died on the cross for you. Repent from your sins. Put your faith in Christ's finished work on the cross for salvation. Para sa kaligtasan at kapatawaran ng iyong kasalanan. And because God regenerates the heart, God transforms the heart. And if God transforms the heart, God transforms life. Kaya itong list na binabasa natin will be naturally seen sa life natin. That's why Christians, godly living is necessary and a natural result of believing the gospel. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel that redeemed us, purchased us, the gospel that saved us. I pray, Father, na maging evident sa aming lives yung transformation na ginawa niyo sa aming heart. May older men and older women be models and mentors sa younger men and younger women. We pray that there would be a heart of openness to reach out one another, helping, encouraging one another, sharpening each other. Oh, Father, I pray that Crossroads Church would be marked with such humility and dependence on you and towards one another. I pray that Crossroads Church would display your glory
to the watching world in Dubai and beyond. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.